Our Sky Shabalala has traded just for today his broadcasting cap. He's put on coach cap as he coaches the boys down at the Skonk Rugby Festival. The role of Sky Shabalala today will be played by Nick Tatham. Nick Tatham?
We're going to start with some golf, Darren. Michael Hollick, all the way from Mount Edgecombe Country Club, carded a final round 8 under 64 to win the season-ending DNI Tour Championship by one shot over Jacques Kruijswijk and George Coetzee in Pretoria. Another Durbanite, Jono Broomhead, finished in fourth place. Meanwhile, Donny van Tonder was crowned the winner of the Sunshine Tour Order of Merit for the season. Elton Funimadova won the Fortress Rookie of the Year award. And speaking after his win, Hollick says that it has been a special year.
From playing sort of part-time the last 2 years and coaching, and, you know, I've played really nicely for the last probably 3 or 4 months, you know, all the challenge events and the DP World events, made all the cuts. So, you know, there has been progress. You know, sometimes you just got to believe in yourself a bit.
We're going to move to some MotoGP news now. Ducati's Francesco Bagnaia won the Grand Prix of the Americas. It was his first win of the season. The Italian took over the lead from Marc Marquez, who crashed out on lap 9 and had to retire due to extensive damage on his bike. Gresini Racing's Alex Marquez finished second, moving him to the top of the Riders' Championship. After the race, Bagnaia says that luck did play into his hands.
I know that the win comes because of a crash of Mark. As soon as I saw him crashing, I was just trying to continue pushing to open the gap to Alex. It wasn't easy. He was gaining a lot in Sector 1, was very close in Sector 2, and I was able just to brake very hard in the Corner 12, and I think Sector 3 was better from my side, and it wasn't just easy.
We're going to finish with tennis now. 19-year-old Jakub Mencik stunned 6-time champion Novak Djokovic to win the Miami Open. It was his first ATP Tour title. The Czech, who is the second youngest player to win the tournament behind Carlos Alcaraz, defeated the Serb 7-6, 7-6. The 37-year-old Djokovic was aiming for a 100th tour-level title of his career. Meanwhile, in the women's final on Saturday, world number one, Aryna Sabalenka claimed her second title of the year. She beat American Jessica Pegula 7-6. 7562. That's all from me for this morning. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Nick Tatham.